The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 5, text number 29, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on March 22, 2007, in Skopje, Macedonia.
So, tonight, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 5, text number 29. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bhaktaraṁ jagat tapasāṁ sarvalokamaheśvaraṁ suhridaṁ sarvabhūtānāṁ gyātvā maṁ śaṇtam ricchati.
Translation and purport by Śrīla Prabhupāda. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. Purport. The conditioned souls, within the clutches of illusory energy, are all anxious to attain peace in the material world. But they do not know the formula for peace, which is explained in this part of the Bhagavad Gita. The greatest peace formula is simply this. Lord Krishna is the beneficiary in all human activities. Men should offer everything to the transcendental service of the Lord, because He is the proprietor of all planets and the demigods thereon. No one is greater than He. He is greater than the greatest of the demigods, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. In the Vedas, Shvetashvatara Upanishad 6-7, the Lord is described as Tam Ishvaranam Paramang Maheshvaram. Under the spell of illusion, living entities are trying to be lords of all they survey, but actually they are dominated by the material energy of the Lord. The Lord is the master of material nature, and the conditioned souls are under the stringent rules of material nature. Unless one understands these bare facts, it is not possible to achieve peace in the world, either individually or collectively. This is the sense of Krishna consciousness. Lord Krishna is the supreme proprietor of all, and all living entities, including the great demigods, are His subordinates. One can attain perfect peace only in complete Krishna consciousness. This fifth chapter is a practical explanation of Krishna consciousness, generally known as Karma Yoga. The question of mental speculation as to how karma yoga can give liberation is answered herewith. To work in Krishna consciousness is to work with the complete knowledge of the Lord as the predominator. Such work is not different from transcendental knowledge. Direct Krishna consciousness is bhakti yoga, and jnana yoga is a path leading to bhakti yoga. Krishna consciousness means to work in full knowledge of one's relationship with the Supreme Absolute. And the perfection of this consciousness is full knowledge of Krishna or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A pure soul is the eternal servant of God as His fragmental part and parcel. He comes into contact with Maya illusion due to the desire to lord over Maya, and that is the cause of his many sufferings. As long as he is in contact with matter, he has to execute work in terms of material necessities. Krishna consciousness, however, brings one into spiritual life even while one is within the jurisdiction of matter. For it is an arousing of spiritual existence by practice in the material world. The more one is advanced, the more he is freed from the clutches of matter. The Lord is not partial toward anyone. Everything depends on one's practical performance of duties in Krishna consciousness, which helps one control the senses in every respect and conquer the influence of desire and anger. And one who stands fast in Krishna consciousness, controlling the above-mentioned passions, remains factually in the transcendental stage, or Brahma Nirvana. The Eightfold Yoga mysticism is automatically practiced in Krishna consciousness because the ultimate goal is served. There is a gradual process of elevation in the practice of Yam, Niyam, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, and Samadhi. But these only preface perfection by devotional service, which alone can award peace to the human being. It is the highest perfection of life. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the fifth chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of Karma Yoga, or action in Krishna consciousness.
Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam.
So, today's world is very much afflicted by war, struggle, and conflict. The leaders are trying to figure out a way to bring peace. The difficulty is they don't want to accept the formula for peace.
Проблемът е, че те не искат да приемат формулата за мира.
That Krishna is the enjoyer.
А именно, че Кришна е наслаждаващият.
Krishna is the owner.
Кришна е собственикът.
And that Krishna is the best friend.
И Кришна е най-добрият приятел.
They like to think that I am the enjoyer.
На тях им харесва да мислят, че аз съм наслаждаващият.
I am the owner.
Аз съм собственикът.
And I am such a great leader that I am the best friend of all the citizens. It's not possible to have peace as long as you think that, you know, you're the owner, you're the enjoyer, and you're the best friend. It's not possible. In fact, this is the root cause of conflict in this world.
Всъщност това е самата корена причина за конфликтите в света.
You are thinking you're the enjoyer. I'm thinking I'm the enjoyer.
Вие си мислите, аз съм наслаждаващия се, и аз си мисля по същия начин.
You are thinking you are the owner. I'm thinking I'm the owner.
Ти си мислиш, аз съм собственика, и аз си мисля, че аз съм собственик.
You are thinking you're the best friend. I'm thinking no, I'm a better friend than you.
Ти си мислиш, аз съм най-добрият приятел, но друг си мисля, не, аз съм по-добър приятел.
One has to give up this false conception that I am the enjoyer, I am the proprietor, and I am the best friend of all living beings. One has to understand, how can I claim ownership? I come into this world with nothing. How much can I take with me from this world?
Колко мога да отнеса със себе си, когато си отида от този свят?
I take nothing with me.
Ние не взимаме нищо със себе си.
So how can I claim proprietorship?
Така как мога изобщо да твърдя, че притежавам нещо?
To claim proprietorship is sheer foolishness.
Да се претендира за собственост е чиста, чиста глупост.
It's not at all a practical consideration.
Това не е практично нещо.
Do you own anything?
Притежавате ли нещо?
Does anyone here in this room actually own anything?
Има ли някой в тази стая, който да притежава нещо?
You think you do.
Вие си мислите, че го притежавате.
Even the sannyasi, he thinks, my MP3 recorder.
Дори един sannyasi си мисли, моят MP3 записан.
You see. We all think we have some ownership over something.
Ние всички си мислиме, че имаме собственост над нещо.
But actually it is all the property of Krishna.
Всъщност всичко принадлежи на Кришна.
Bhumi rapo nalo vayu kangmuno buddhareva cho ahankara iti yang me binabhargati rashtidha. It is all the energy of Krishna. Everything is Krishna's energy.
Всичко е енергия на Кришна.
I cannot even claim my body.
Аз дори не мога да твърдя, че притежавам тялото си.
Is it your body?
Това е вашето тяло ли?
No.
Не.
According to your religion, it belongs to someone else.
Според вашата религия, то принадлежи на някой друг.
If you're a Christian, it belongs to the earth because it merges back into dust.
Ако сте християнин, принадлежи на земята, защото накрая се разпада на прах.
If you're a Parsi, it belongs to the vultures because they feed the dead to the vultures. The Parsis feed the dead to the vultures.
Ако сте
vulture, you know, vulture. It's a big bird, like a buzzard. It's a big bird that eats dead bodies. It's a hideous creature. And if you're a Hindu, then your body belongs to the funeral pyre that turns to ashes. So it is not your body. It belongs to the earth, it belongs to the vulture, or it belongs to the fire. I think the Jews, they also bury like the Christians, isn't it? So yes, whatever your religion, you cannot claim proprietorship. Even over your material body. It does not belong to you. You cannot say, my body. You see, actually, we cannot even say, my body. This is a body that Krishna has given me to use in his service, that's all. Who can enjoy something? Who can legally enjoy something?
По-скоро, кой може законно да се наслаждава на нещо?
The owner can legally enjoy.
Само собственика може да се наслаждава.
If one man tries to enjoy another man's wife, that is sinful, that is called adultery.
Ако някой се опитва да се наслаждава на чуждата жена, това се нарича прелюбодейство.
If somebody else tries to enjoy your car, they're called a thief.
Ако някой се опита да се наслаждава на колата, това е крадец.
The one who can enjoy is the one who is the owner.
Този, който може да се наслаждава, е собственик.
He has the right to enjoy, not others.
Той има правото да се наслаждава, не другите.
Therefore, since Krishna is the supreme owner of everything,
и тъй като Кришна е върховният собственик на всичко,
he is the only rightful enjoyer also.
Той е единственият наслаждаващ, който има право.
The natural result of ownership is the right to enjoy.
Естественият резултат от собствеността е правото да се наслаждава.
So one can only enjoy that which he owns.
Така човек може да се наслаждава само на това, което му принадлежи.
So what do you own?
Какво искате?
You don't even enjoy your body. I mean, you don't even own your own body.
Вие не притежавате своето тяло.
Since you're not the owner of that body, do you have a right to enjoy it?
И като не сте собственик на тялото, имате ли право да му се наслаждавате?
That's right. We have no right even to enjoy this body.
Това е верно. Ние нямаме право дори да се наслаждаваме на това тяло.
This body is meant for the enjoyment of Krishna.
Това тяло е предназначено за наслаждението на Кришна.
Because he owns it. Just like a slave, he's not meant to enjoy separately. Of course, they may not like it if we use this example, but slavery is considered really bad, you know. But actually, to be a slave of Krishna, that is a wonderful thing. That I have no independence. I have no separate enjoyment. Everything is for the pleasure of Krishna. Every thought that goes through my mind must be for Krishna's pleasure. Every word that comes out of my mouth must be for Krishna's pleasure. Every action of my body must be for the pleasure of Krishna. In all times, all places, and all circumstances. That's called Krishna consciousness. That's called liberation from the pangs of material existence. Because as long as we try to enjoy separately from the Lord, what are we doing? What is that mentality called? Criminal. Because it's Krishna's property. And you are trying to enjoy His property? You have no right to do that. It belongs to Him. Therefore, it is the mentality of a thief to try to enjoy. So we have to know, what is this science of Krishna consciousness? And we have to seriously apply it in life. And then, just as Krishna is the best friend of all living entities, if you become His pure devotee, if you become completely 100% or 100% sold out to Krishna, then just as Krishna is the best friend of all living entities, you will also be the best friend of all living entities. Prabhupada explains that. That just as Krishna is the best friend, Suhridam Sarvabhutanam, His devotee is also the best friend. If you become a pure representative of the best friend, then you are also the best friend of all living entities. And that is a fact. Actually, it is not simply a matter of devotee being the best friend. The fact is that devotee of the Lord is the only friend. Everyone else is simply enemy. Do you understand? A non-devotee does not connect someone with Krishna by his dealings with them. He connects them with a false identity of the self with matter. So actually, non-devotees, they are committing violence by the way they interact with others. They reinforce the false bodily conception of the self by the way they interact with others. The non-devotees are actually killing each other every minute. Because in all of their dealings, they reinforce illusion or maya. So there's no friend in this world except for a devotee. Because he represents the actual best friend in all of his dealings.
Защото той представя истинския най-добър приятел в своите всички отношения.
So if you are looking for friends,
ако търсите приятели,
and we all need friends. If you're looking for friendship, you must find that friendship with the devotees.
Ако търсите приятелство, трябва да го намерите сред преданоданите.
Now, sometimes I get complaints. Actually, very often I get complaints from my students. Well, I tried to make friends with the devotees, but they were so rough with me, and I don't know if I can. They're really my friends.
Понякога, всъщност, много често получавам оплаквания от моите студенти, ученици, че те са опитвали да се сприятелят с преданите, но са срещали и така.
The fact is that neophyte devotees don't always, you know, they're not always able to be the perfect example of someone who's the best friend of all living entities. Let's be honest.
Че начинащите преданите трудно представят примера за някой, който е най-добрият приятел на всички.
Because they are neophyte.
Защото те са неофити.
Sometimes they think, speak, and act in ways that are tinged by the material modes of nature.
Понякога те говорят и действат по начин, които са опетнени от влиянието на гуните на природата.
But the fact is, at heart,
но факт е, че в сърцето,
that anyone who has seriously taken up this pathway of Krishna consciousness,
всеки, който сериозно приема този път на Кришна съзнание,
even if they are sometimes like a diamond in the rough, you know, and a bit rough around the edges,
дори някога да са като необработен диамант,
they really are well-wishing friends.
Те са най-доброжелатели на всички.
Especially if you compare them with the non-devotees.
Особено ако ги сравните с непреданоданите.
Sometimes we take the devotees for granted.
Понякога ние приемаме общуването с преданоданите ефтино.
We do not realize how fortunate we are to have the association of people who chant Hare Krishna.
Ние не осъзнаваме колко голямо щастие е това да имаме общуването на личности, които повтарят Hare Krishna.
Just try wandering in the material world for 10 years without ever seeing a devotee and then meet a devotee somewhere. It'd be like you got your life back after being a dead man.
Представете си, ако се скитате по света 10 години без да срещате преданите, тогава когато го срещнете, вие ще се чувствате сякаш сте си върнали живота.
So in that way we have to always appreciate the association of each and every devotee.
И така, това значи ние трябва винаги да оценяваме общуването на всеки един преданен.
Even if we're living with them day in and day out.
Дори да живеем с тях всеки ден.
We have to understand that the association of this devotee is actually giving me my life back after being a dead man in the cycle of birth and death for billions of years.
Ние трябва да разбираме, че общуването с този преданоден ми връща живота след като съм бил като мъртвец в продължение на милиони години.
I don't think we have this vision sufficiently in ISKCON right now.
Струва ми се, че в ISKCON в момента не сме развили достатъчно това зрение.
To appreciate how fortunate we are to have the association of even one devotee.
Да сме, да разберем колко сме щастливи, че имаме общуването дори на един само преданоден.
All too often, instead of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness,
много често вместо международно общество за Кришна съзнание,
it's become the International Society for Fault Finding.
Това става международното общество за намиране на грешки.
Backbiting.
И за говорене за
and criticism. You see, that is not the Krishna Consciousness Society. We have to learn how to appreciate all of the devotees. Anyone who has come to Krishna to hear, chant, remember, worship that supreme, all-attractive Lord.
Всеки, който е дошъл при Кришна, за да слуша и да възпява този върховно привлекателен Бог,
is very, very dear to the Lord. He sees them as a great soul.
Е много, много скъп на Бога, който го вижда като една велика душа.
Just like all of you have come tonight in this room, you are all great souls, actually.
Както всички вие, които са дошли в тази,
you shouldn't become puffed up about that, thinking now I have nowhere to advance. But actually, I have to see you all as great souls.
всички вие сте велики души, от което не трябва да се възгордявате, да си мислите, че няма повече на къде напредвате, но аз трябва да ви виждам
всички. Because that is the verdict of revealed scriptures.
Като велики души, защото това, се, това е становището на,
на... No one has paid you to come here tonight.
На свещените писания. Никой не ви е заплатил, за да дойдете тук тази вечер.
You have come here at your own expense.
Вие сами на свои разноски сте дошли.
Not for any material sense gratification.
И то не за някакво материално стимулирано наслаждение.
But for giving service.
За да дадете служене.
By hearing, by chanting, by devotional activities, etc.
Като слушате, заспявате и извършвате дейности в преданост.
So, in this way we have to appreciate how the devotees actually are our well-wishing friends.
И така, по този начин ние трябва да оцениме как всъщност преданите са наши доброжелатели.
And to the extent that we can appreciate how much the devotees are our well-wishing friends.
И в степента, в която ние осъзнаваме как преданите са наши доброжелатели.
To that extent we can appreciate how Krishna is our well-wishing friend.
В тази степен ние можем да оцениме как Кришна е наш добър
приятел. And when we can recognize how much Krishna is our well-wishing friend.
И в степента, в която разбираме колко Кришна е наш доброжелател.
Then we are guaranteed not to take birth again in this rotten place.
Тогава ни е гарантирано да не се родим отново в това изгнило място.
So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Сега има ли някакви въпроси?
You have a question? Yeah.
In this verse and purport, it is said that Krishna is enjoying all the activities of the humanity.
Of the?
The human activities.
Of humanity?
Yes.
Okay.
So, human activities. He is enjoying all human activities.
All human activities.
So she's asking what does
what, is that the first or second paragraph? First paragraph?
Yes, first paragraph.
Let's see here. How does Krishna say? I don't find it here. Krishna enjoys everything? What is it? Can you show me where? Show me if she's talking about. Krishna is the beneficiary in all human activities. Everything's to be done for his benefit. Everything should be done for Krishna. Everything is meant to be done for Krishna. That's why he instructs, yat karoshi yadashnasi yajjahosi dadasi
yat.
If you're doing something, you must do it for me. Unfortunately, the modern day society, they don't do that, you see. Even though Krishna is the beneficiary, the one for whose benefit things should be done, they take themselves as beneficiary. They do it for themselves instead.
Въпреки че Кришна е този, който се ползва на резултат, трябва да се ползва на резултатите, хората вземат неговото място и го правят за себе си.
Therefore, there is complete chaos in the human society.
И резултатът е пълен хаос в човешкото общество.
So what was, did that answer your question? Okay. Very good. Next question.
You said that the devotee is very dear, it doesn't matter if he is still if he wants Krishna, even if he is is not dealing like he should, but he wants Krishna very much, so he is very dear to Krishna.
You said that devotee is very dear to Krishna, even though he may not behave very well.
Yeah, even the neophyte devotee is dear to the Lord, because he's trying to overcome his... If he's sincerely trying to give up his neophyte mentality, he's really sincerely trying to get over the selfishness and the laziness and all the bad qualities that come with us when we join this movement, then he is very dear to Krishna.
Да, и фактът, че дори начинаещия правен отдаден е много скъп на Кришна, ако той наистина искрено се опитва да се избави от тези склонности, с които ние всички идваме в началото, като мързел, себичност и така нататък.
Sincerity is really all that's required. If you're sincere, then Krishna will overlook everything else.
Искреността е това, което всички се нуждаят, защото ако човек е наистина искрен, Кришна ще...
But if you're a cheater,
пренебрегне всичко друго, но ако ние сме измамници,
but if you're a cheater,
но ако си измамник,
you're in for trouble. Krishna is the biggest cheater of them all.
Човек има проблем, защото Кришна е най-големият измамник.
If you try to cheat Krishna, he will out-cheat you.
Ако човек се опитва да измами Кришна, той ще бъде измамен.
Just like one boy, he heard that money attracts money.
Както едно момче, то разбрал, че парите привличат пари.
So he went to the bank and he laid his money on the counter.
Той отишъл в банката и сложил парите на гишето.
He said, money attracts money, and he asked. And so he was waiting for the cashier to give him some money.
И той си мислил, нали, парите привличат пари, и чакал касиера да му даде пари.
The cashier said, yes, money attracts money, and he took the money away. Because I have the attractive power of my money is greater than the attractive power of your money. So, if you try to cheat Krishna, did you make a show of being a devotee for the sake of material sense gratification? You will be defeated by Krishna.
Krishna ще бъде победен, ти победен.
Any other questions?
Някакви други въпроси?
Преди години на подобен въпрос чух отговор, че всъщност Кришна като един добър овчар, един добър стопанин, понякога се грижи повече за тия болните, последните овчици, които вървят. Защото другите здравите, те се правят сами. Какво да разбираме по това? Просто някакъв човек може да си каже, ми аз по-добре да куцам отзад и защото Кришна повече се грижи за мен.
Long time ago he heard an answer to a similar question. Which the answer was that Krishna is like a good shepherd, and he is taking care of the sheep who are not very stable, who are like sick or something.
not very
healthy, but are lagging behind. So mm-hmm. he's taking care. So he said that sometimes we may think that we might like to be like this. Not very good sheep, so that Krishna may take.
Yes, his material energy takes care of those who were behind.
Всъщност материалната енергия се грижи за тия, които застават.
So Krishna will directly take care of you.
Krishna директно ще се погрижи за теб.
In his spiritual energy, if you serve very nicely, he will keep you within the spiritual energy.
Чрез своята духовна енергия, ако ти му служиш много хубаво, той ще държи в духовната енергия.
But if you're a wayward sheep that goes wandering away from the herd,
ако ти си една изостанала овца, която така клони от стадото,
he will also take very good care of you through the agency of his material energy.
Той ще се погрижи много добре за теб чрез посредничеството на материалната му енергия.
Either way, he's the good shepherd.
В двата случая той е добрия пастир.
He's protecting all the sheep.
Той се грижи за всички овце.
So you have a choice. How would you like to be protected? In the realm of eternity, knowledge and bliss? Or in the realm of temporality, illusion and misery? It is your choice. In either case, Krishna will take very good care of you. Now you choose which care program you want, program A or program B. Which one do you want?
He doesn't know what stays for A and B, and if he says A, Krishna may
change. A is the spiritual energy and B is the material energy.
The only thing he can do is to pray for A.
Very good. Beg for it, yes. That's, do you know how we beg for a program A? Every That's right. You properly understood. That's right. Any other questions? Question, yeah.
Но Кришна е дал различни неща на различни
индивиди.
Не е ли правилното разбиране, човек трябва да се грижи на собствеността, която Кришна му е поверил?
Whatever property of Krishna has been given to you to use in his service, you must take very good care of that.
Каквато собственост ти е поверена от Кришна да използваш негово служение, ти трябва много добре да се грижиш за нея.
That answer your question?
Това отговаря ли на
въпрос? Alright.
Yes, like
for everything, it may not be in our control, so just like the devotee is living in the temple, like the paraphernalia that belongs to Krishna, so isn't that the devotee should be taking good care of
it? Isn't...
For example, the devotees who live in the temple, shouldn't they take good care for the paraphernalia?
Yes, there's a tendency that we think, well, if it's my property, I'll take good care of it. If it's somebody else's property, who cares? This is like the notable example in the many ISKCON temples. We see that the individual automobiles of the householders are very well maintained, but the temple vehicles fall apart very quickly.
Е човек да се грижи за това, което е него, си мисли, че е негова собственост, а това, което е на Кришна, не е толкова добре, както в храмовете понякога виждаме, че автомобилите на семейните са много добре поддържани, докато тия, които са собственост на храма, са
If it's my car, I make sure the tires are proper, I make sure the oil, the water, everything is proper.
Ако е моята кола, се грижа всичко да е гумите да са в ред, бензина, маслото да е налято.
But if it's the temple vehicle, who cares? Somebody else can take care of that thing. We've seen this again and again and again in ISKCON temples. The temple vehicles fall apart very quickly because nobody takes good care of them.
Ние сме виждали това, защото че храмовите превозни средства са в лошо състояние, защото никой не се грижи за тях.
So this shows a mental disease. I, me and mine.
Това показва симптомите на умствената болест, аз, мое и...
What I think belongs to me, I take very good care.
Когато си мисля, че нещо принадлежи на мене, много добре се грижа.
If it belongs to the temple, or who cares?
Принадлежи на храма, о, кой го грижа за това?
So this mentality is holding back our movement from advancing.
Този менталитет задържа напредък в нашето общество.
Prabhupada told Bhavananda Prabhu, when he was managing our Mayapur project,
Прабхупад казал на Бхавананда Прабху, когато поддържал, който управлявал проекта ни в Майяпур.
Those who've been in Майяпур know how big it is. It's a huge area, you see.
Тези, които са били в Майяпур, знаят колко е голяма площта там.
What was Prabhupada's instruction to Bhavananda Prabhu?
Каква била инструкцията, която Прабхупад дал на Бхавананда?
He said, do not let even one square inch of Майяпур deteriorate.
Той му казал, не позволявай дори един квадратен сантиметър от Майяпур да се разпадне.
So that means in the temple, every square inch, everyone should take responsibility, not even one square inch of this building should deteriorate.
Затова в храма всички трябва да се погрижат, така че нито един квадратен сантиметър от него да не се...
Every little detail of this building.
Всеки един детайл в тази сграда
should be first class.
Трябва да бъде първокласен.
In this way.
Ето, yeah.
Any other questions?
Някакви други въпроси?
Yeah.
Как е свързано с този въпрос? Нали всичко принадлежи на Кришна? Крайна сметка, ние когато тръгнем и се обучаваме, нали, отношението към всяко нещо, което трябва да го използваме, е служение на Кришна. Къде се получава този конфликт, мое твое?
Нещо не разбрах.
Нали, принципът е, че всяко нещо трябва да се използва в служене на Кришна. И това е основният принцип. И тогава изчезва това твое, мое. Това ми е въпросът. Защо се появява така? Разбравяме сега.
So, this is the principle that everything belongs to Krishna and we should use everything in service to Krishna. So why does this false sense of proprietorship manifests?
Envy. The same thing that got you into the material world to begin with. Why Krishna is the supreme? Why not me? That's envy. I don't bow down to anyone. Let them all bow down to me. That's envy. So that's what got us here. So we have to overcome that envy. So how will you get over your envy? Do you know? Do you know how you will get over your envy? By understanding that it's suicidal. By understanding that being non-envious actually enables you to achieve unlimited happiness. By proper understanding and then applying that proper understanding. One becomes free from these things. One gets a higher taste. Actually, our Vaishnava philosophy is so wonderful. The Mayavadis, they want to become God, you see, out of envy. But we do not have to try to become God. Because by our Vaishnava philosophy, we become greater than God. Mother Yashoda, she's tying up
Krishna.
She's chasing him with her whipping stick. Arjuna, he's having his chariot driven by God. God has become his chauffeur.
You
see? Our philosophy is, why try to become God? By Vaishnava philosophy, you become greater than God. Krishna is Ajita, he is unconquerable.
едно от имената на Кришна е Джита, което означава непобедим.
But he becomes Jita or conquered by his devotee's love.
Но той става Джита или победен от любовта на своя предан.
So give up being envious of Krishna.
И така изостави завистта към Кришна.
I can give you a practical example of envy.
Мога да ти дам практически пример за
завист. What a bad result it can have.
И за лошия резултат, който тя може да
бъде. I have told this story before.
Може и преди съм разказал тази история.
It's a little embarrassing, but it's about my own envy when I was a young bhakta.
Тя е малко така притеснителна, но ти се отнася за моята завист, когато бях млад.
But it's such a good illustration.
Тя толкова добре илюстрира.
I was always envious that, you know, the big devotees got to be with Prabhupada, and I did.
Аз винаги завиждах на тези преданодани, които бяха с Прабхупада.
So Prabhupada was there in the Pittsburgh temple.
Prabhupada беше в храма в Питтсбърг.
His room was on the second floor.
Неговата стая беше на втория
етаж. And I was up on the third floor, up looking down the stairwell, everybody going in and out of Prabhupada's room.
Аз бях на третия етаж, от стълбището виждах как всички влизаха и излизаха.
And it was killing me that why I can't go into Prabhupada's room. All these big devotees are going in and out of Prabhupada's room. And, you know, I don't have the privilege to just walk into Prabhupada's room. So I sat there just looking at all these devotees going in and out, just becoming more and more envious. For the longest time I sat there. And then later on that evening I was shocked to hear that I was on the third floor looking down, you see. I was shocked to hear that Prabhupada had sent his servant down to the first floor to invite anyone who wants to come to Prabhupada's room for darshan, come now. So all the devotees who had just been doing their service without having their minds clouded with envy, they were all invited for darshan. They were all sitting there in Prabhupada's room enjoying his association. Well, I was sitting up there envious on the third floor looking down thinking, why I can't go into Prabhupada's room. I'll never forget that painful lesson. Because I was envious and the other devotees were just doing their service, that's all. And I was sitting there in a mood of envy.
Понеже аз бях завистлив, а другите преданодани си вършиха своето служение, аз стоях там завиждайки.
I was the only devotee in the whole temple who didn't get to go for darshan.
Аз бях единственият преданодан в целия храм, който не отиде на този даршан.
It's a horrible thing.
Това е нещо ужасно.
But that's what envy does.
Това е какво причинява завистта.
It ruins your opportunity to associate with great devotees.
Тя разрушава възможността да се общуваш с велики
преданодани. It ruins your opportunity to go back to home, back to Godhead.
Разрушава твоята възможност да се върнеш вкъщи.
So don't be envious. Just do whatever your service is very nicely. Cheerfully go about your service.
Просто върши служението, което имаш с радост.
And you will have all facility to associate with great personalities. And to ultimately associate with Sri Krishna himself face to face. So anything else? This is the last. I'm just going to let one more because we're leaving early tomorrow for Romania. In the back I'm going to give Mataji here the last question.
Should we analyze our bad qualities in order to rectify them, or we should let them automatically be.
It's very good to analyze your bad qualities, yeah.
Да, анализа на лошите качества е нещо полезно упражнение.
You can see, well, this one is in the mode of ignorance.
Човек може да види, ето това качество е в гуната на невежеството.
This one's in the mode of passion.
Това е в гуната на страстта.
It's very good to be able to analyze your own bad qualities. It's an excellent thing to be able to do.
Това е отлично нещо, човек да може да анализира своите лоши качества.
So you can recognize them when they manifest again, and that way you can curb them down.
Така че да може да ги разпознаеш, когато се прояви, и по този начин да ги обуздаеш.
It's an excellent thing. Everyone should be able to study their own psyche and see when they're manifesting bad qualities, so they can stop those bad qualities from coming out.
Това е много полезно упражнение, човек да изучава своята психика и лошите си качества, за да може да ги спира, когато започне да се проявяват.
It's an excellent program. One should always, one be very expert to see, oh, my mind becoming greedy now, I'm becoming lusty now, I'm becoming envious now, I'm becoming lazy, I'm becoming angry. One should be able to see, oh, this is happening, let me stop it right now, so it doesn't go any further.
Човек трябва да анализира ума си и да види когато всички тези лоши качества се проявят, да може да ги спре още в зародиш.
You see, a neophyte devotee requires an older devotee to chastise him. That, oh, stop doing that. Why are you being so lusty, angry, greedy, lazy, etc.?
Един начинаещ преданадан има нужда от някой по-напреднал да го корява, да го наказва, когато...
But one who is advanced in Krishna consciousness can check himself. He can see, oh, here comes a bad thought. Let's stop it right now.
Когато прояви лоши качества, но някой, който е напреднал в Кришна съзнание, той може сам да се възпира, когато тези...
Those who are actually qualified to guide and correct others are those persons who have fully been able to recognize their own anartas and stop them from growing whenever they start to manifest.
Тези, които са способни да ръководят и да помагат на другите, са всъщност тези личности, които сами са се научили да разпознават своите анарти и да ги спират от проявяване.
So yes, become very expert at recognizing your bad qualities so that you can eradicate them.
Така, стани много експертна в това да разпознаваш своите лоши качества, за да можеш да ги унищожиш.
That is a very good program.
Това е много добро начинание.
So we will stop here as I promised. We thank you very much. We'll see you. We're returning Monday. We'll see you Monday evening. Kindly attend the temple programs nicely. There's some other preachers have now come back from the Holy Dham. Pandava Prabhu and Tulsi Prabhu are now here to give nice enlivening kirtans and lectures. So take advantage of the nice association here. And we will look forward to seeing you all on Monday evening. We have prasadam to distribute. You can come forward. Raja Vidra Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.